You could even say that Shabbos should be rachim on you, that Shri Rachmanis on you. You could even say Hashem Shav Rachmanis on you. It is not called you being mitzvah him on Shabbos. The Achilu Yisrael and put him included into Achilu Yisrael. Rashi b'teichul Yisrael shemitech shakul v'macherim tefilas neshmas b'zchus and sharabim. Whenever you daven for chelish, you always say other b'shar chelish Yisrael. B'zchus sharabim, he'll be answered. We have Yisrael hamokim irachem lecha b'say chelish Yisrael. That's the way he's supposed to say it. B'say chelish Yisrael. Shavnoi ish rishlayim v'chnisasayim mishalom. When he went into Malacha Chel on Shabbos, he just said shalom. Or v'tziyoseh when he went out, oimer Shabbosi melizog. I mean, Shabbos, I'm now supposed to rest from like crying, from davening the hard, or a full cry beloved. Rachim amrubim b'shabbat b'sholim. Means Rashi b'shabbat b'sholim means nucha b'shabbatchem b'sholim. You should have rest on Shabbos b'sholim means of the nucha Shabbos should have sholim. Kema nozle the hodi yom Rabbi Chanina. Mi sheyesh techila b'teich beisa tzorech sheyavena b'teichila Yisrael. You have somebody sick and you daven for him, you should daven with him b'soich Shachul Yisrael. Don't only say his name, but say B'soich Shachul Yisrael. Command for Rav Yosi, like Rav Yosi we had before. You're supposed to mention B'soich Shachul Yisrael. So since you are Rabbim, it helps him. The Yom Rabbi Chanina, B'kushi Yatiu Lachem Avelim L'Bakar Chelim B'Shabbos. B'kushim is a very hard Chacham to be mad to you to go to your Menachem Mogul L'Bakar Chelim on Shabbos. Because it's not such a nice zach. Mavakeh Chaylom is Eshi Mitzrayim. Before he's Bitzar, you're Bitzar. It's not so nice to do it on Shabbos. But Nachum Mavul also, since he's Bitzar and you're going to be Bitzar there, Shabbos is supposed to be the Simcha. The Kushi they're allowed you to do it. So you're allowed to do it. But Kol Ponim Malach is brought down, though the Mishmurah Tain is another person say, it's not nice people the whole week, they don't give him Nachum Mavul, they don't give him Mavakeh Chaylom. The one day a week on Shabbos, they leave to go to Mavakeh Chaylom. That's not nice. It's only a het to Bekushi. If you have to, you can't have no other race, you let it go on Shabbos. But about the Ikirat Din is to go with Menachem Mobile on the middle of the week, and to go with Mavakeh Chelil in the middle of the weekday. Then you can feel bad for him and talk to him about his Torahs and daven for him hard. That's the Ikir Mitzvah. On Shabbos, you can't do this. So Bekushi, they're mati to do it. Yeah, on Yud Beis and Mabeis, there'll be Mavaka Chela on Shabbos. What are you supposed to say? The Tapa says, Shabnoi Yish Rishlayim B'chnisose on top. Shalom, when he first went in on Shabbos to Chela, he said, Shalom. When he went out, Oimer Shabbos, Melizek, it's Shabbos, I can't scream like Davin very hard now on Shabbos. Rufuah Kroi Volovoi. But the fool doesn't come by itself. Rachma Merubim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a lot of Rachmonis. V'shiftei b'sholem, and you should rest on shalem, the menucha, that should be b'sholem for you. So the more command knows l'hov yam rabbi chanino. Mi sheyesh t'chol b'teich beis, tzorach sheyavrenu b'teich chol Yisrael. If you have a chol in your house, and you'd want a daven for him, even in the middle of the week, you should say b'shoich, b'shoich, shar chol yamach Yisrael. It's command to Rabbi Yosi. That's a schus for him, like the Tap Rashi, shemeteich shekol on im ha'acherim, tfilos nishmas, b'schus on sharabim. If you say the Chayla's name, B'teich Shachol Amach Yisrael, it's a Schos HaRab, and that'll be a refuah. V'yam Rav Chanina, B'kushi Yatiru Menachem Avela Mavaka Chayla B'Shabbos. B'kushi, very hard, they were matthew to go to Menachem Avela on Shabbos and to Mavaka Chayla. So he said, Alocha, it's muta, but it's not nice just to go to Mavaka Chayla on Shabbos. You should go in the middle of the week there, that should be Yika, Bika Chaylam. But Bika Chaylam is Aimloi, Schum. You go every single day, a few times a day, so even on Shabbos, they're also not you to go. Omer Rabba Bar Bachono, Ki Avi Yazbin Ambassad Rebbe Lezer, Lishiyule Betficha. When you used to follow him to go in to ask the Chayla how you're feeling. Lishiyule means to ask, Betficha is a trash, means Bechayla. Zim the Noma, he went in on Shabbos, sometimes he said, Hamokim Yifkadecha, Lisholem. Hashem should remember you, Bisholem. He said a Beloshin Aramic that Rachmona Kodesh Baruch Yet Kirena should remember you Lisholem to give you Sholem. For the Gemara Kasha Heicher Oven Hachi, how did he say Beloshin Arami? Vomer Rabbi Yehuda Liyolam Al Yisho Lodam Tzurocha Beloshin Arami. When you daven to Hashem to ask a Bakosha, you should not talk in Loshin Arami. Vomer Rabbi Yechinen Kol Hashel Tzurocha Beloshin Arami. Whoever asks. Beloshin Arami is the cloud. Ain Malachi Asharis Neskokkin Loi. The Malachi Asharis poshut means they don't understand Loshin Aramic and they don't help you. They don't bring the Mar says Ain Malachi Asharis Makirim Beloshin Arami.
because Malchei Hashoros are not makir, don't know this Lashon of Lashon Aramaic. And Pashut of Pshat is when we dive into Hashem, how do we get our tefillahs to go up to come in front of Hashem? That's the Malachim, they hear like the tefillahs here, and they bring it up to Hashem. We need Malachim to take the tefillahs up. So if the Malachim don't understand Lashon Aramaic, they don't take the tefillah up, you shouldn't dive up Lashon Aramaic. What? Yeah, certain tefillahs we say, we'll soon see why. And Gemara, Ateret Shani Chayla, when you say a Bakosh in front of a Chayla, a Dav in front of a Chayla, to Shchini Moi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is in front of the Chayla. And when you have the Eibishter there, then you don't need the Malchi Asharis. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands Lashon Arama, then you can daven. Yom Rav Onan Amarav, Minayin She Shchina Soya De Macha Es HaChayla, how do we make like HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is hoping up, is standing next to the Chayla? Shinema, the Pasuk says, Hashem Yisodenu, Hashem is Soyed, helps me up, Alevish Devoy, on the bed of somebody that's sick. Natanin Amihochi, Hanichnas Levaku Es HaChayla, he goes to Levaku Chayla, somebody is Lo Yeshiv Lo Yagabi Mita. Now Taisa says, we're talking about where the Chayla is on the floor. So you should not sit higher than the Chayla is himself. You should not sit on a Mita. Lo Yagabi Kisa, you shouldn't sit on a chair either. Ela Misatef, you should, what, where your talis or Misatef, they sit there are covered, the Yoshev Lefonov, and sit in front of the Chaylam, with the Sheshchina Lamalam Rishoysa, because the Shechina at the Eibisht himself is in front of the Chaylam Shechaylam. Shenema the Pasuk says, Hashem Yisodenu Al Erez Davoy. The Yom HaRov, Omar Robin, Minayin Shekodesh Baruch Hu Zanes HaChaylam, Herim HaKodesh Baruch himself, like feeds, takes care of the Chaylam. Shenema Hashem Yisodenu, Hashem helps us, Al Erish Davoy, on the bed of the Chayla. So the kids, if you daven for a Chayla in front of the Chayla, since the Shechina is there, then you could daven even Belashon Aramaic. Because like HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands Aramaic, it's only when you're not in front of Hashem directly, then you have to have the Malchi Hashoros, then it shouldn't be Belashon Aramaic. See Rashi? The Shechina Imoi, V'yein HaMespalot Tzorech, She is Daka Kuloi Malchi Hashoros, Lahachnis Tfilosa Lefnim Min HaPargun. You don't need the Malachim to take the tefillah like upstairs in front of Hashem, because Hashem is right there in front of the Chayla. Soyed means Soymech. He helps the Chayla. Tshuvas kum koichoi. Come on. Misatis Rashi, me'emes Shechina. When you're in front of a Gimavaka Chayla, you have to be the mamish emes Shechina. Ka'odam ha'yoshe b'ena. V'ein poinu l'tzodim. You don't turn on two sides. So, Taisa just says, first of all, lo yeshev agabe mita. So he says, if the chayla is low, you should not be sitting higher. You should not sit higher than the chayla's head, because the Eibush of the Shechina is by the chayla's head, so it's not nice, you should be higher than that. That's the meaning though today, that the chayla is on a mitzvah, but on the locha, you are allowed to sit down, because usually our chairs are like lower than the mitzvah, than the head of the chayla. So if you're sitting that you're lower than the chayla, that's mutter. Now, the first halacha about Malchi Hashoros, so halacha is brought down, one thing is, when you daven b'yichidus, you should not daven b'loshon Aramaic. Now, some Rishonim learn Loshon Aramaic is lav davka. It means any Loshon achutz b'loshon HaKodesh. That Malchi Hashoros only listen to Loshon HaKodesh. That's why metchilo, you should always daven in Loshon HaKodesh, because then the Malachim understand it. There are other shittas Rishonim and say, no, there's a Mishnah in Brocha that says, tefillah nemru b'chol Loshon, Mashmi lada daven in any Loshon. I hear it said you shouldn't daven Loshon Aramaic. They learn Aramaic is bedavka. Only Loshon Aramaic, since it's a Gennari, the Loshon that the Malchi Hashoros don't understand. And Allah has brought down like this pshat, that you could be Samech to daven in English or in other Loshonis, that you could be Samech that the Malachim don't understand is only Loshon Aramaic. But Avadim et Chilu is always better to daven Loshon HaKodesh. Another Hezbollah they bring down is that when you're davening Shimon Esrei B'tzibur, so B'tzibur also has the mile of the Shechina is there, like standing and davening in front of Hashem, B'tzibur. So since the Shechina is there, then you are allowed to daven with Lashon Aramaic. That's one of that term that we could daven Brich Shemei, or else we say Yukapurkim, we say B'tzibur. Because you daven B'tzibur, the Shechina is there, it's like the din of the Chayla, that the Eibush should right in front, then you can use Lashon Aramaic. Halacha is brought down, if you're davening B'yichidus in your house, you shouldn't say Yukapurkim. Because the Yochid davening by himself, that zikha, this Gemara, you shouldn't daven b'loshon Aramaic. Because when you daven by yourself, then you need the Malchi Asher was a tefillah tefillah to Shemayim, and the Malchi Asher was either toiz des the kash. It's hard to say. They don't understand lashon Arami. You understand every single lashon. The shivim l'shoynus. The Talmud the afilu machshavah is then a shem of the shoros. The Talmud the afilu machshavah shebleiv kol adam yodim. His malachim know all the machshavah in the hearts. Well, lashon Arami and yodim. It's hard to say the malachim don't understand this lashon. So some of us want to say that why they do understand it, but since it's a lashon maguna, it's not a nice lashon aramic, they don't help you out with it. So the malachim won't take the tefillah up into Shemayim. Therefore, yochir when davens by himself should not daven b'lashon aramic. That's halacha. Otherwise, you could be mekel. The daven in English, you could be semich on the shita that only aramic you shouldn't daven. But shaken in English, you could. But avadim mitchila, you should always daven b'lashon hakodesh. Because there are some shita that learn that Aramic is lav dafkam, that any lashon achutz from lashon hakodesh, the malach hasheres don't help you out. So the only hetter you have is you daven b'minyan, where Hashem is there, or else you daven in front of a chayla, then you could use any language you want. Because that was the lashon they spoke then, so they understood it. So that's why Chazal certain tefillos in Mitzaken in their language. It was their language that they spoke then. Right. So, Kopan by Chayla, though, the Hashem is there, then you could give a tefillah of Lashon Arami. Right, the Mishnah says, Lo Yikor Lor Haner. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to read in front of a candlelight. It says, right, when we spoke out there, you told me last night that the Mishnah also brings down that our candles, that there's no Shiloh of Yetiyah. Even when it burns in the middle of the week, you never have a Shiloh of moving the wick towards you. Because our candles burn perfectly. You never have to move the wick, or you never have to clean off the wick. That will be mutter on Shabbos. Mishnah brings down a certain candle called Saturn. His time, he says that's mutter to use on Shabbos, because there's no Shiloh of Hetiyah. Even though the Mechaber says even a candle shall shava, made out of wax, there is a Shiloh that weren't made so good like our waxes. That wax, you had to sometimes clean off the wick. Sometimes it was burning too much, the fire wasn't good. It will be a Shiloh, you'll have to cut the wick in half to make it burn better. But our candles, that we don't have these shilohs, would be mutter. So the Gemara is talking about Magen today would be either you use oil, you have a candle, you have an olive oil lamp, that on Shabbos you're not allowed to read in front of that. Mishnah lo yikor lo haner. Omer Rabba, afilu gavoy yishtei koimis, even if it's twice your height. So really you'll never, the bustik zera, that while you're reading the light won't be bright enough, we're afraid you go and pull the wick a little bit towards you, you'll be doing an issa mavir. You're making the wick burn better on Shabbos, that's an av melacha mavir. So the chiddush is, even though the candle is twice your height above you, that there's no real gzera you'll get there, that bottom made a light plug though. Once they ask that you can't read in front of the nair in front of you, no matter how high it is, it's still the light plug. The afilu shtei madois, also a shear how high it is. To madois, you mean the shear two behemis. The afilu asarabatim, zu agavzu. If you have a 10-story building and the nair is on the 10th floor and you're all the way in the bottom, but you want to use that nair to reach from, you're not allowed to on Shabbos. So the Gemara diik chadud lalikri. You can't read in front of the candlelight by yourself. For trei shapadomi, the master, if you have two people, then it's mutter, because we're not afraid you'll stop to put the wick towards you, because Shechava will remind you, will tell you Shabbos. So Rashi, trei shapadomi. If you come to be matted to pull the wick towards you, you have a friend next to you, he'll tell you, stop. So the more of a Tanya Kash, not in a Braisa, lo yechad lo shnayim. Not one and not two can't read in front of a nair, in front of a candle, it's a stira. Amar Rabbi Elazar l'kasha, kan binyan echad, kan b'shnei inyanim. If they're learning the same inyan, they're doing it together, then it's mutter. Because if one would go to move the candle, to move the nair, the other one would remind him. But they're learning two different in yonim, so what do I got to do with you? If you're learning your sugya, I'm learning my sugya. I'm mine here. If you don't like the light, we're afraid you'll come to move the light towards you, and your friend won't realize it. Rashi, b'shnei yonim means b'shtei pashoyis. Hayo v'chol echad mayin li'atzmoy ein makin b'maisteh haveroi. Because you're learning your sugya, your blot here, so you don't see what your friend is doing over there. Then it's also to read. Omarav Huna over Madura. If you have like a bonfire, a big fire in Madura, Afilu Asar B'nei Adamos, even if 10 people are there reading together, it's also. Trashi B'Madura, Madura is Eish Gedoyla, a big fire. Also, the Hoyo B'Yoshim Rochag Zemizir, since it's a tremendous fire, you can sit far away. V'Yoy Sheznovis Oidim Smuchim Lehem. Since you have enough fire where you are, like enough light, you're not making what your chaver is doing. So one person won't remind the other person, even 10 people in front is awesome. If the person that's reading now is an Adam Choshev, that means even in the middle of the weekday, he's so Choshev, he would not move the Nair, play around with the wick, then it's Mutter on Shabbos, because there's no Xeri who'll come to move the wick. But the Mishnah, we're afraid maybe you move the wick towards you. Amar Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, he was not in Choshev, he said, Ani Ekra, I'm going to read, learn on Shabbos in front of this light. And I'm zicha, me myself, I won't be mata, I won't move the wick towards me on Shabbos. So the Gemara Pam Echot Korom, he was reading, learning. Obikish Latis, and he wanted, he missed him by mistake, he wanted to move the Nair towards him. Oma, so then he said, he realized, Kama G'dolim Divrichom, how choshev it is what the Mishnah says. Shoy Oimrim Lo Yikorolor Haner, that you should not read in front of the Haner, and a person shouldn't say, Ich bin an Adam choshev, to me it won't happen. No, no matter who you are, you have to be afraid, maybe you will move it. So that's the stira. Before we're saying an Adam choshev is mutter to read in front of the Haner, we're not afraid to move it, and there we say we are afraid. Another pshat the ma'ase was Reb Nosson Noimer Korah V'Hita. The ma'ase was this Reb Yishmael ben Elisha read on Shabbos, and Itaka moved the wick on Shabbos. The Kosav Alpin Kosin, he wrote it down in his book, in his pad, he wrote it down. Ani Yishmael ben Elisha Korisi, I was reading on Shabbos, V'Hitisi Ner B'Shabbos, and I moved the wick, the Ner, towards me on Shabbos. So he did a malacha on Shabbos B'Shoigig. Is the Chur, Dinis M'Churit V'Ving Echatis. The Basman is there, there's no Beis HaMikdash, what did he do? He wrote down in his pad that Likushayiv, the Beis HaMikdash, Ovi Chata Shemena. Like he was Mechayiv himself, he wrote it down, he should remember that Lu Yitzur, that when the Beis HaMikdash will come, the Shiach will be, there'll be a third Beis HaMikdash, I'm going to bring a Chata Shemena. But I call upon the Kashrut, you see, even an Adam Choshev should be also to do it. You see, even an Adam Choshev, we're afraid maybe he'll do it on Shabbos. And the one shot there, he did do it on Shabbos. And the Gemara is no Sira. Rabbi Abba, Shani Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, Hoyelu Meisim Atzmei Adivrei Terek Hedjit. Even though really he was a big Talmud Chacham, he was not in Choshev, but in Parvazich, he was a big Onav. He didn't hold himself like a Choshev, a person. When Negei to learning, he did any little Meisim Hedjit possible. As if he felt he could learn better by making it strong a light, he would do it. As even in the middle of the weekdays, he was rather than moving the Nair towards him. So such a person doesn't have that to do on Shabbos. That Rabbi before said that on Shabbos, if you're an Adam Choshev, you're allowed to. That means an Adam Choshev, that even in the weekday, he would never go and move the Nair. It's not his covet to move the Nair. But Rabbi Elisha, even though he was a Choshev person, for him, in the middle of the weekday, he made himself like a hedjit. Abi was for learning Torah. Trashi. Mutter likra Yisrael haner, sheiner rogo lahatis ner b'chov afnech shivosei. The choshev person, even the weekday, never moves the nair, him it's mutter do it on Shabbos. Right? So the Maratoni Chodah, one brisa says, Shamish, if you have somebody working for you in the house, boide koistes of korvastar haner. He's allowed to check out the plates and the dishes or the cups to make sure they're clean. So you have to look inside, you need the Ohr haner. There's no gzeir on him. He's allowed to check it out. The Tani, the other brisa says, Nein, lo yivdoik. You're not allowed to. There's the gzeira. Maybe the Shamash will also move the Nair towards him on Shabbos to have better light, and it'll be over Nisa. So the Stira, Mola Kasha. Kan be Shamash Kavua, he has a steady, he's a steady waiter there, the steady Shamash there. Kan be Shamash any Kavua. So Rashi says in Santa Svarom, Shamash Kavua is at Rashi, lo yivdoik. He's not afraid, he's there Kavuist. He's not going to be, lo yivdoik. He should not be braiding. He's afraid of his rabbi. If he's going to serve him on a cup that's dirty, there'll be a big maguna for him. Therefore, he checks out the kli very well. And if there's not going to be enough light, he'll come to move the candle to have better light. He says, he has a job for once a week, he comes. So he doesn't care so much. What do I care if I don't do such a good job? I'm only Yarvai anyway. I'm not a kviyas here. If you're a kavua dika person, then you're wrong, you're not afraid he'll fire you, you don't check so good. But if you're on trial the first time, shamash dakara, like kavua, then you do a very good job, you want to get yourself a good name. Rashi is not like that. If you go with it, then you're afraid of Yodin. If you just come one time, you don't care so much. That's a teretz. Teretz is one, is Mayim looks very carefully into the kosher if they're clean, so then he needs good light. There's the gzeira will come to move the light. One does lose such a good job, there's no gzeira. No, both of them are kavuas. So like Rashi, it should be also both cases. There, they're both Mayim very well. But like Kasha, hob the mashka, hob the nefta. Depends on how the oil is burning. If using nashkel, but the mashka means olive oil that burns well, there is a gzer you come to move the olive to move the oil towards you or the wick. Hob the naftim nefta, the type of neft kerosene that smells very bad. So there is no gzer you move it towards you. Like since it's such a, it smells so bad, we're not afraid you're going to touch it on Shabbos. So that's mutter. But the kerosene lamp will be mutter to have hanor from the or on Shabbos. Not only have no, be mutter to read and do a double B in front of it, because not choshesh, you move it. Shrashi b'denafto shumasriach, it smells very bad. They are mutter live their glory. They are allowed to do something in front of the Orem. The loyosel haptis, we're not afraid to come to move the nef since it's so masriach. So the Moran Nushayla. Iboy lihu, shamish shayne kavua, a shamish that's not kavua, that before we said according to Rashi, he's not mine so much, he's mutter. V'damash kamal, hey, let this last terrace that was saying that oil is awesome, because there we're afraid you move it. But the nafta, by kerosene, we're not afraid. What about a shamash that's not kavua with olive oil? Are we afraid that he will move it or not? Mahu. Or marav halocha, that what it's mutter, we're not afraid he'll move it since he's ain't a kavua, or if he ain't murikane. If you ask a shayla, barab, if you shouldn't pass him that it's mutter. Just if the yochi does it, it's mutter. That's a call halocha of the ain't murikane. Shrashi halocha means the mutter. But if he ain't Murray came Barab, he shouldn't pass the Rab, him shlay Zalzlu. Means even though Mikra didn't, there's no Gzeir here, but it's not nice to Mizalzlu, but Yisra Shabbos, because if you tell him this is Mutter, we're afraid not only will they do it this, they'll who are didn't, they'll do it other cases also that we make them. Oh, Reb Yirmi Barab, oh my name, Halacha Murray came. Reb Yirmi held this Mutter, Metchila, not tell people that a Shama, Shayna Kavua, is no Shash Patia. Since he doesn't do such a good job, even with olive oil, we're not afraid he'll come to move the nair. So tomorrow, Reb Yirmi Bar Abba Ikloi Levei Rabasi. Reb Yirmi Bar Abba once went to visit on Shabbos Rabasi, Kom Shmaya. So Reb Yirmi Yishamish was in front of him, Kabodik Lenhura. He was being Boidik in his Kaisais in front of the candle, in front of the Nuhura, in front of the Ophaya, the Sharga. So Lechura, it should be Bosa. How are you allowed to do it? Is Omuled the Vesuha, so Rav Asi's wife said, Umar lo yavad hochish, no, my husband Rav Asi, he wouldn't do this. So how come you, Rabbi Yirmiyah, are doing this? Omuled, Shavka Krabbe Sirulein, leave him alone, Rabbi Yirmiyah, he holds like his Rebbe. As Rebbe holds before Halachu Marintain, he holds that a Shamash Shein Kavua, it's mutter, even though it's with Damashk, even though it's with good oil, or the Shamash Shein Kavua, there's no Gzeira. Shrashti Kom Shmaya, Shrashti Rabbi Yirmiyah, to have a shamish shein kavua. He was a shamish that was not kavua though, the Beis Rabasi. If he was the one that went with and traveled with into Rabasi's house, he wasn't kavua there. So Rabbi Yirmiyah held its mutter. Of Rabasi's wife, Omula de Beisud Rabasi, Rabasi's wife told him, Rabasi, Mali Yavad Hochi, you yourself don't do like that. He says, leave him to Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Yom Halacha Marinkain. He's going to leave Rabbi Yirmiyah Shita that holds Halacha Marinkain. See, he holds like that Shita, I can't stop him. He has a right to do it, because there is such a psak like that. Yeah. But the Mishnah says, "Bemis omru hachazin roya heichen atinoikis kovin." That what the chazin could look on Shabbat, they could read from the Sefer Torah. For the Markasha, for amrut reisha roya chorotas tira. It says it's author, and then it says it's mutter. Mishnah says, "Vloyikora lor haner bemis omru hachazin roya heichen atinoikis kovin." Avul hu lo yikora. Chorotas tira. It says hachazin roya. And then it says Avul hu lo yikora shouldn't read. Chorotas tira. If a chazin roya, what do you mean lo yikora? Chorotas tira. Could the chazin read or can't he read? Ba'amid reisha roya. My lab likrois. My lab the reishim says the chazin could see where the tinoikas are reading now in Shabbos. He's also allowed to look into the Sefer Torah and look means likrois. He's allowed to read there. Then the Sefer says Avul lo yikora can't read the Sefer Torah. And the Gemara loy, Lesade Rosh HaPshiyotzev. And if I mean, the Chazan means the Baal Kaira. He comes into Shul Friday night, and there's light by the lamp, he's not allowed to go to read the parsha then, the chaz of the parsha. But he's not allowed to read in front of the Nair. That the Rashi says you're allowed to, it only means to see the Rosh Parsha Yosef. They just want to see where the parsha starts, or where Sheni, where Shlishi is. So that's not called an Iyin Godel. That's called you're taking a first look. There there's no chash Shema Yita. But if you want to mamash read the whole Sefer, that's also. Bechein Omer Rabba Bar Shmuel, Abba Masada Rosh Parsha Yosef. He's allowed to take a first glance just to see where you're supposed to start. The Kuna Parsha Loi, but to lay the whole parsha, that